I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There are new tensions at Judaism's holiest site, the Western Wall. But these tensions are not between Israelis and Palestinians. Instead, a group of women is challenging ultra-Orthodox control of the site, as Linda Gradstein reports.
A group of Finnish tourists listen carefully as their guide explains the history of the Western Wall. Nearby, a group of junior high school students seem more interested in each other than in the wall, the only remnant of the second temple in Jerusalem that was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago. As you approach the craggy limestone bricks of the wall itself, the men and women's prayer areas are separated by a tall fence. Women are asked, sometimes politely, sometimes not, to dress modestly and given skirts to cover their legs if they are wearing shorts. It was at this part of the site that an Israeli medical student, Nofrat Frankel, was arrested during an early morning women's prayer service. Her crime, wearing a tallit, a fringed prayer shawl usually worn by men, and carrying a Torah scroll, a handwritten Old Testament read during prayer. Traditionally, women do not wear the prayer shawl or read from the Torah scroll. Anat Hoffman is the chairperson of the group called Women of the Wall, which organizes monthly women's prayer services at the wall.
We opened the bag, took the Torah out. Nofrat marched with us a little bit, and in a second, two men from the Foundation for the Preservation of the Wall came and very brutally, two thugs actually, told us to stop this immediately. And before we could turn around, police showed up. And the policeman, Vitali, started pushing Nofrat, who was wearing a talis, a prayer shawl, holding the Torah scroll in her hands, started pushing her away from the group.
Frankel was questioned for 2 hours and released. She is not allowed to approach the wall for 2 weeks. Rabbi Shmuel Rabinowitz, who is in charge of the site, says the women were being deliberately provocative.
This is something that will get people all stirred up. It will lead to disagreements. The wall doesn't belong to the ultra-Orthodox or to the secular. It belongs to everyone. We're trying to find a way that everyone can pray there without insulting anyone else.
In the early 1990s, Women of the Wall appealed to the Israeli Supreme Court for permission to wear prayer shawls and read from the Torah scroll at the site. After several years of deliberations, the court ruled 5-4 that they were not permitted to read the Torah at the wall itself. But the court ordered the authorities to find an alternative site. For years now, the women have started their monthly service at the wall itself and then moved to the alternative site known as Robinson's Arch. Anat Hoffman says she's not happy with the compromise.
It really is insane that on the one side of the partition, every man facing the wall was wearing a prayer shawl. And we are disturbing the peace for doing the very same thing when, according to Jewish law, absolutely no prohibition on a woman wearing a prayer shawl. So, yes, we were pushing the envelope, so to speak.
This is not the first time the women have sparked controversy. In the past, they have been screamed at and had chairs and bottles thrown at them, often by ultra-Orthodox women praying nearby. Hoffman says they will be there every month, pushing the envelope until they are allowed to pray the way they want at Judaism's holiest site. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.